the Anglo-Saxon invasions. In AD 410, barbarian raiders from northern Germany took advantage of the Roman withdrawal and began to intensify their attacks on Britain's southern and eastern coasts, which had previously been protected by Roman soldiers. After the departure of the Roman legions, the Romanized Britons were forced to employ Saxon mercenaries to defend their shores. However, these mercenaries refused to leave the country. The way was opened for another full-scale colonization by the Anglo-Saxon invaders, Angles, Saxons and Jutes, who soon took control of much of eastern Britain. The Britons continued to resist the Saxon invaders, but suffered from internal divisions and had to defend themselves from attacks by the Picts, inhabitants of Scotland in pre-Roman times, and the Irish as well as the Saxons. They found themselves increasingly isolated from the Roman world, which they had so long been a part. Eventually, the few Britons who remained in English-controlled territory effectively became slaves. The new lords and masters of Britain, the English, gave a contemptuous name to these people, calling them Welsh, meaning simply foreigners. The birth of a legend. It was around the time of the Saxon invasions in the 5th century that the legend of King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table was born. There has been much debate among historians as to whether the legend is based on an actual person, perhaps a great military leader who led the Romanized Celtic Britons in their resistance against the Saxon invaders. Mentions of a figure resembling Arthur is made in several documents of the medieval period. But these tend to be historically inaccurate, fanciful accounts that freely mix fact and fiction. The fact is that very little is actually known about this period of British history. Apart from archaeological traces, what we know was largely come down to us through fiction and popular mythology. The Seven Kingdoms, page 17. By the end of the 6th century, the Anglo-Saxons had established seven recognizable kingdoms on Britain's shores. Of these, three, Kent, Sussex and Essex, are remembered in the names of the modern English counties, which correspond to their territories. The fourth kingdom, that of the East Angles, lay in the extreme east of Britain, centred on the modern counties of Norfolk and Suffolk, that is, the region still known as East Anglia. The other two Angle kingdoms were those of Northumbria and Mercia. Northumbria, the land north of the Humber River, reached as far north as the Firth of Forth, and as far west as the Irish Sea at its greatest extent. The kingdom of Mercia covered the whole of the English Midlands, but it was Wessex, the kingdom of the West Saxons, which would ultimately unite the English under a single crown. Wessex, originating in Hampshire and Wiltshire, expanded like Mercia at the expense of its neighbours. At its greatest extent, Wessex incorporated the whole of England south of the Thames, except for Cornwall. It was Wessex which was to give England one of its greatest kings, Alfred the Great, but also its worst, Ethelred.